That was Free Yourself by Breakwater.
Okay, one last thing I want to talk about that involves the civil situation. One thing is that it was a bunch of billionaires who paid all this money to go there. One of them, which was one of their sons, who did not want to be there. That's really, really sad. He really did not want to end up doing that and was kind of like pushed into doing it to make his dad happy, which is really unfortunate. But at the same time, around the same time when that happened, there was hundreds of immigrants who also died on a boat trying to make their way, and that didn't get covered into news until much later. And we also had the ex-president of the United States, Barack Obama, also talk about that and how that's very unfortunate that that was not covered or given the same finances to help. Which really shows that the media coverage is really important to get certain news across. So hopefully we get better coverage of a lot of big things that happen in the world that affect a lot more people than just the five, which is still very sad, but still a lot going on in this world.
I totally agree with that. When I heard that, that was really upsetting too, because that's so many more people's lives who didn't put themselves in that situation, unlike the five who went down to see the wreckage. Also, speaking of media coverage, I saw today that, I think it was either today or yesterday, the media released the fact that at Science World, they're opening up a new...
You know,
so excited about this.
I want to see it.
That they're opening up a new exhibition regarding the submarine immersion into the ocean to see the Titanic wreckage, which I was like, that's insane. And everybody is like, they guaranteed they obviously were working on this way before this news about this whole submarine thing came to be. I wonder what they're thinking. Like, if they're like, this is the perfect time to release this because everyone's going to be so excited to come see it. Or if this is the worst time to release it. Yeah, I don't know. What do you think?
I saw that one of my friend's sisters made a TikTok about it, which went viral. Good for her. Wild. I saw it and I was that's insane. That's crazy. I do want to see it. I'm kind of curious.
Yeah.
But actually with that, there's a film competition called Run and Gun, and which I participated in. It was really fun, but this does connect, guys. I was going through social media, and I saw their story. One of the aspects of the competition is that you get secret elements. One of the secret elements was you had to have a landmark involved, like the Eiffel Tower, the Tower of Pisa, the Steam Clock of Vancouver. A lot of films use the... guess what? The Titanic as their landmark, 3-4 films.
Stop.
Literally. And then when the news broke out about the submarine, the company posted on their story being like, just letting you guys know the landmarks were chosen in the film before this came out, but just being like, damn, this is a weird coincidence. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I also saw it and I was like, wow, that's nuts. So Science World, films, and then people are talking about how this Titan situation might get its own movie. We'll find out. Yeah.
Yeah, there's probably so much in revolving around that topic. Yeah, that all of that, the links that people have been finding have been very interesting. So you spoke right now about your Run and Gun. I just wanted to give you this chance to promote it, if there's anywhere that the listeners can go watch those movies.
Yeah, so if you guys are interested, I think a lot of people in Vancouver know about Run and Gun. It's one of the, it's like the biggest indie film festival in the Lower Mainland, if not in a lot of BC. Basically, if you go on Run N Gun's Instagram, you'll be able to see all the dates for the screenings. There's four screenings, I believe. Three of them are happening at the Rio Theater. And then the final is the gala that's happening at the Massey Theater in New Westminster. If you guys check their Instagram, you'll be able to find all the details for that. The film that I worked on is called Lucky, and it is showcasing on the second day, I believe, at around 8 p.m. But to double check that, you guys can go on Instagram at Run and Gun.
That's awesome. Yeah, I will definitely be there watching Lucky. Maybe if I'm free, we'll go to other ones of the screenings too, because I love watching movies, especially made by local artists. But yeah, it's a really cool festival, so you guys should definitely check it out. Moving on.
Going back into the music, this next song is called You Know by Maurice Moore.
My neck worth 5-6 figures. Anything she wants, she know that I can get it out. Watch how you speak on my name. Your ex-boy, nothing my lane. Just come over, you can get comfortable. Send a driver in a rave for you. Ain't tryna play, you know you got your own. But I still break the bank for you. I know that's what you want. Straight to the point, there's no hesitation. I know you're into me. So baby girl, you about to get intimate. Put the pictures all over the internet. You got good brain, good intellect. I like
you know how much you've been waiting for. What's the hesitation for? Falling again, feel like you can't do no wrong. I'm cynical, but baby, for you, I'm all in. You feel the exact same. I can tell by the speed in which you respond. We don't need no extras in this scene. Them niggas just ain't make a cut. No side missions, you the main character. Stop asking me shit you already know. You know.
Body on my mind, spinning slow motion off your cash till we out. Do the dance and now. You're dripping off from head to toe. Like waterfalls in Mexico. There's only so much I can take. These thoughts out of my face. I'm about to lose control. Oh. When I'm in, so out. Cross my eyes, I'm hypnotized. It's the witch, grab now. Got your body on my mind. Spinning in slow motion off your potion. Got me doing some things that I can't help. It's the witch, grab now. Want your body all on my. Set the cash till we out. Do that dance with me now. Dance with me now. Do that dance with me now. Throw that passion around. Throw that passion around. We keep cashing around. Set the cash till we out. Do that dance with me now.
That was Witchcraft by Nilo Blues.
We had another topic we wanted to discuss really quick with you guys. Maybe not really quick. We had another topic we wanted to discuss with you guys. Dreams.
Yeah, so I had a dream recently, and this happens a lot, but also to multiple people, where like I connected something that I dreamed of years ago to something that I found out recently, which blew my mind. It wasn't the craziest thing, but I was like, that's insane. For example, like imagine, guys, you dream about meeting a certain person, or like you get a certain car, you see a certain name, or you find a certain book or anything like that, and then it happens in real life, and that connection builds, and it's kind of nuts. But also like the deja vu feeling. Mm-hmm. I get a lot of deja vu feelings for things that happened in my dream. Like, it's kind of hard to pinpoint, like, a certain example. Like, I think, okay, so one time I had a dream where I was in a coffee shop and I, like, talked to a certain girl. And then, like, I think about a few months ago, I actually saw
that girl. Yeah.
And it was kind of weird. It is not the most important thing, but I feel like, I think there is something to say about, like, dreams and things kind of manifesting later in life. I feel like that's something that does somewhat exist, and it's kind of cool to, like, connect to. But I feel like sometimes your intuition and the things you dream of the past, the future, kind of can be related. And I think that's really cool and kind of freaky.
It is really freaky. Yeah, the dream that, like, you recently had, I'll, like, let's call him Rick. But there was... she dreamed about this guy that we know, his name is, we're calling him Rick right now. Their middle name, for some reason you knew somebody by that person's middle name.
So basically, yeah. 3 years ago, I kept having these vivid dreams about having a somewhat relationship with somebody with, let's call the middle name Adam. Mm-hmm. You know, Adam. And I was like, okay, cool. Whatever, forgot about it. I found out through social media that this person's last name was also, not last name, middle name was also Adam. Mm-hmm. Did not connect it at all. There's more to the story, guys, obviously, but I was like, I was falling asleep and I woke up and I was like, I was like, that's wild, because the characteristics of the guy in my dream were very similar to this, the Rick.
Rick, yeah.
So yeah, Rick, it's just, Adam. It's Rick Adams. Yeah. Might be a real person, who knows, that name together. But yeah, it was wild. I found that very freaky, but also kind of all fun. But it was like, it was a really kind of cool connection that like I fully forgot about. So yeah, I just found that wild.
Yeah, it was really wild. I mean, my family sort of has a habit of doing stuff like this too. My dad specifically, like, I guess there's been a couple big events in like his life, and like I've witnessed one of them where he's dreamed of something happening and then it like actually happens. So the one where, like, I was around for, because the other ones that he's explained have been before I was alive. But this was, like, I guess, like, a couple years ago now. My aunt was pregnant very early in her pregnancy, and nobody knew about it except for, like, herself and, I guess, like, her husband or whatever. And my dad had a dream and where she was pregnant, and she was pregnant with a boy specifically.
Yeah, wow.
And then he wakes up and, like, tells my mom, and he's like, she's pregnant. I know it. And my mom's like, no way, like, no way. And literally that day, this aunt calls to talk about something completely different. I don't think she even wanted to mm-hmm. tell them about the pregnancy yet, because it was so early mm-hmm. on. And my mom's like, by the way, are you pregnant? Oh my God. Wow. And my aunt's like, well, how did you know? Like, I haven't told any. How did you know?
I would have gotten chills. That's wild.
Yeah. And then guess what? This was very early on in the pregnancy, but later it ended up being a boy as well.
See, listen, it's wild. I had, like, this. That, things like that is crazy to me, which makes me think that, like, to, like, degrees, manifestation dreams are real, guys. Why not?
No, I totally agree. I think manifestation is definitely... It has to exist.
It has,
like,
to exist to a degree. Right. Like, it can't... Everybody who's like, oh, it's not real, it sucks, but why not a little bit? Come on. Let's just have fun, guys. Like, come yeah. on.
I mean, like, how could... With the dream thing specifically, like, dreaming into the future specifically, mm-hmm. it's like, how could that not be,
how,
like...
How could you have known?
Yeah, how could you know?
You would literally, like, for example, if you dream about someone you've never met, how could you have known? If it's something that never happened before, how would you know? A news that came out, somebody being pregnant, you had no idea about, how would you know?
Yeah. Nuts. Very much nuts, yeah. I've had, like, similar dreams like that. Not to the extent of the one that I just explained about my dad, but I feel like I've... One that I remember very vividly is, like, I was dreaming of one of those old... like alarm clocks, but digital, and it said the time like 10:59, like that's the time it said, and it like the whole dream was just me like looking at that, and then when I woke up it was exactly that time.
Wow.
Which, like, it's, that's a weird...
No, but that's cool.
It's like a lot of people, when I explain that to like other people, they're like, it's just your internal like clock or whatever. But
I mean, like, it's like a visual thing. Have you guys like and like I think this is kind of similar, like I've had a dream that like you've woken up and you've gone on your phone, you've checked apps, you've opened a message, you saw a message, mm-hmm. you're just like, you're obviously you're asleep, but you just went on your phone and you saw the entire thing vividly, the screen, the text, the thing. You wake up and you're like, wow. You know, so I think that's different than your internal clock, because I think your internal clock is kind of like you're dreaming and then that dream slowly fades away when you wake up. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Or you wake up before your alarm goes off, like by a minute.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Quickly before we finish off, I was going to ask, I don't dream like how we see things in real life, if that makes sense. So like I often lucid dream because I know that it's not real life, because my dreams look different. Do your dreams look realistic? Like, do you sometimes think that that could have been real? Or
sometimes it's like, well, what happens for me, sometimes it's a crazy dream, it's a science mm-hmm. fiction dream, and sometimes I'm like, you know what, let me write about this, this make a good movie one day. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it's like it's a normal situation and then it builds and goes something that cannot happen in real life, mm-hmm. and then it goes back to normal. I think the most realistic dreams I have is like the phone ones, where I think I'm on my phone. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I feel like, guys, when you dream, try to dream big as you can, because that might come true one day and you'll thank yourselves.
Yes, dream big, everybody. On that note, that brings us to the end of my show. Please stay tuned. The next show that we'll be playing is Wham Bam East Van with our very own DJ Medi. So definitely stay tuned for that. It was lovely talking to you, and it was lovely having you on, Donya. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. I always love coming here. I hope you guys have a nice day, guys. See you later.
I'm going to leave you guys off with a brand new song by an artist who I know through YouTube. Her name is Jess Conti. I've been watching her and her husband Gabriel on YouTube for a while now. They're both hilarious and they make a lot of cool vlogs and just give a lot of good life advice and just funny content. But they're both pretty musical and have made songs together before. And now Jess has released her first solo song. This is Good to Know by Jess Conti.
No.